Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Through the Bible, where we're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order, and we're in the book of Judges, very exciting book. We're in chapter 14 today, chapter 14 of Judges, and we're talking about Samson, and we've already had his birth and all things transpiring, so we're picking up where things about to get exciting. So this is Judges chapter 14 called Samson's Riddle. One day when Samson was in Timnah, one of the Philistine women caught his eye. And when he returned home, he told his father and mother, "A young Philistine woman in Timnah caught my eye. I want to marry her. Go get her for me." Can you imagine doing that? His father and mother objected. "Is there even one woman in our tribe among all the Israelites you could marry?" they asked. "Why must you go to the pagan Philistines to find a wife?" But Samson told his father, "Get her for me. She looks good to me." His father and mother didn't realize that the Lord was at work in this, creating an opportunity to work against the Philistines who ruled over Israel at that time. As Samson and his parents were going down to Timnah, a young lion suddenly attacked Samson near the vineyard of Timnah. At that moment, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him, and he ripped the lion's jaw apart with his bare hands. He did it as easy as if he was a young goat, but he didn't tell his father and mother about it. When Samson arrived at Timnah, he talked with a woman who was very pleased, and he was very pleased with her. Later, when he returned to Timnah for the wedding, he turned off the path and took the carcass of the lion, and he found that a swarm of bees had made some honey in the carcass. Well, he scooped some of the honey in his hands and ate it along the way. He gave some to his father and his mother, and they ate it. But he didn't tell them that he'd taken the honey from the carcass of the lion. As his father was making final arrangements for the marriage, Samson threw a party at Timnah, as was the custom for the elite young men. When the bride's parents saw him, they selected 30 young men from the town to be his companions. Samson said to them, "Let me tell you a riddle. If you solve my riddle during the 7 days of celebration, I will give you 35 linen robes, 30 sets of fine clothing. But if you cannot solve it, you must give me the linen robes and 30 sets of festive clothing." "All right," they agreed. "Let's hear your riddle." "Out of the one who eats came something to eat. Out of the strong came something sweet." 3 days later, they were still trying to figure it out. On the fourth day, they came to Samson's wife. "Entice your husband to explain the riddle to us, for we will burn down your father's house with you in it. Did you invite us to the party just to make us poor?" So Samson's wife came to him in tears and said, "If you don't love me, you hate me. You've given my people a riddle, but you haven't told me the answer." "I haven't even given you the answer to my father and mother," he replied. "Why should I tell you?" So she cried whenever she was with him, and he kept it up for the rest of the celebration. At last, on the seventh day, he told her the answer because she was tormenting him with her nagging. Then she explained the riddle to the young men. So before sunset on the seventh day, the men of the town came to Samson with the answer. "What's sweeter than honey? What's stronger than lion?" Samson replied, If you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you wouldn't have solved the riddle." Then the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. He went down to the town of Ashkelon, killed 30 men, took their belongings, gave the clothing to the men who had solved the riddle. But Samson was furious about what had happened. He went back home to live with his father and mother. So his wife was given in marriage to a man who had been Samson's best friend at the wedding. Kind of give away the best man. You know, people always ask me when I would teach years ago at the big school, and the kids were fascinated because most people do not read the Bible. Just read it, you know. I mean, you go to church, you know. I hope you go to church. Let's be a pastor. Got maybe a good Sunday school class, adult classes, and we've got the paperwork you got. They'll hand out, okay, this is this quarter's book. We're going to go through this. We're going to go through that. But nobody just reads the Bible for themselves. And it's a fascinating book. Now, I say it all the time. The Bible's not written in chronological order. It's written largest book to the shortest book. But if you're reading it in chronological order, it makes a whole lot more sense because God's taking you somewhere. There's a journey he's got us on. And so he was going to use Samson. And so Samson really shouldn't have married somebody outside his family or his tribe or his own belief. But God was going to work something because the Philistines were opposing the Israelites. They were under just horrible circumstance at the time. So he's going to use Samson to bring deliverance. But it's not a straight line. God never moves in a straight line. He moves in certain directions. So Samson's not going to tell this secret to anybody. Didn't even tell his mom or dad. His wife's bugging him, and she's crying. And so they're getting ready to get married. And it's like, okay, I'll tell you. Well, then when the thing ends, you know, the wife was given in marriage to the man who had been Samson's best man at the wedding. Samson didn't get to marry her. She's lied to him. She's tricked him. It's like, well, you're not even a believer to begin. So this wasn't going to go anywhere, but we got a great example out of it. And so God's getting ready to show off a lot more. So some things are going to get deeper. God's going to use Samson, going to deliver Israel, but not overnight. It's going to be a little bit of a journey. So you think, well, why would he kill the lion? Why would he eat the honey out of the lion? Well, God's working some deals out. So you got to just stay with the program. It's like I used to remember years ago that had those 30-minute programs on TV, and they would finish, "To be continued next week." Man, you'd hate that. You'd think, oh, man, I got to wait another 7 days to find out what happened. And it would be so frustrating, but they'd hold you. And that's why they're selling a lot of commercials during the program. They want to hold you and keep you coming back. And so God's kind of in that business right here where they said, well, I'm going to do something with it. Not all right now, but I'm working on it. So you just hang with me. So you tune in next time. We're going to find out what happens to Samson because it's going to get deep. It's going to get really deep, but it's going to get really exciting. So guys, thanks for listening. God bless. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.